It came to me gradually, and I should preface this remark by speaking of the extraordinary work that was done in 1969 by Jacques Vallée, whose book Passport to Magonia is an absolute classic and a wonderful work of scholarship, and was the very first investigation to seriously compare the so-called alien abduction experience and encounters with aliens with the phenomenon that was called fairies and elves in the Middle Ages. And what I've done is, in Supernatural, in a section of Supernatural, is I've taken that inquiry on with all the new evidence that has become available since 1969, and I've added to it a very specific investigation into the beings that shamans all over the world call spirits. And at one level, it's really extremely simple. If you just listen to what people say and look at what the spirits that shamans deal with do, at what fairies and elves were reported to do to our ancestors in the Middle Ages, and what aliens, so-called aliens, do today, you'll find that they are all doing absolutely the same thing. Very intriguing similarity. Perhaps people who've only superficially studied the alien abduction phenomenon may not be aware of this, but a great deal of very serious scientific work was done on the alien abduction phenomenon. For example, by Professor John Mack of Harvard University.
God rest his soul.
God rest his soul. A wonderful man and a friend of mine. And what a tragedy that we lost him in such an unnecessary traffic accident, which actually happened in London. And then David Jacobs at Temple University, Bud Hopkins, and others have done very serious work over the years, drawing out the reports of UFO abductees, of people who believe they've been abducted by aliens. And it's very intriguing that in a large number of cases, in fact, the majority of cases, the being that later transforms into a typical gray first appears in the form of an animal or in a part animal, part human form. Now, there's a technical term for part animal, part human creatures, and that is therianthropes, and that comes from the Greek therion, which means wild beast, and anthropos, which means man. And it's astonishing how commonly UFO abductees first meet their aliens in this therianthropic form, as part animal, part human. They're shapeshifters, they're transformers. Now, amazingly, if you go back into the medieval records, you find that exactly the same is true of fairies and elves. I have a 14th century woodcut from Holland sitting on my desk, which shows a group of fairies, and they are dancing in a ring, and these beings are part human and part animal. They have horns and hooves, and at the same time, a human appearance, and that is how fairies were seen at that time. Another was the fearsome medieval fairy, whose name was Melusine, and she was part serpent and part human, and
I'm sorry, go ahead, Graham.
Well, she was feared because she used to abduct human babies. And there were repeated cases of fairies and humans being involved in mating, in breeding, exactly as we have in the reports of alien abductions, that there's this appears from the other world to be this sexual interest in the human race. The same is true of the spirits that shamans deal with. Many shamans experience themselves to be abducted by the spirits. They're taken up into the sky. They're forced to have sex with them. Many shamans believe that they have a spirit wife and children in the other world. So strongly do they believe this that it actually causes damage to their relationships in this world. And again, this is very common with alien abductees, and was common with people abducted by fairies in the Middle Ages. So there's just an astonishing range of similarities and connections uniting these three phenomena. And my sense is that we are dealing with the same being. And I can actually trace the first documents referring to these beings, the painted caves of Upper Paleolithic Europe, back 35,000 years. This has been a continuous experience in human culture, but I honestly don't think it is physical nuts and bolts aliens from other planets in this physical universe. I think the problem is much more mysterious and much more interesting than that. I think the evidence suggests we're dealing with transdimensional beings that have an interest in us, and that evolution has equipped us with a means to contact.
What brought you to this point, to this theory?
Well, I really started out having worked for many, many years on the subject of the lost civilization. I suppose my best-known book is Fingerprints of the Gods. And Fingerprints of the Gods gathered
a classic, together. By the way, Graham, an absolute classic.
Thank you. The book is very dear to my heart, and it was published in 1995, and I spent many years working around that specific subject, trying to shed light on the possibility that there may have been a huge forgotten episode in human civilization, a lost civilization, in fact. And I worked in depth on this subject through a series of books, of which the last was Underworld, which was published in 2002. And for Underworld, I took this investigation as far as I could possibly take it. I learned to become a scuba diver, and I did deep and dangerous dives in more than 2,000 dives, in fact, in locations all around the world, looking for the submerged traces of a lost civilization. And indeed, I found a great deal. But when I had published that book, I felt, actually, I have taken this investigation as far as I personally can take it. There's a danger if I continue down this track that I'm just going to end up repeating myself and not saying anything new. And it's time for other people to step into this area of inquiry and time for me to move on. And I had always had a great interest in the mystery of human origins. Who are we? Where do we come from? Why are we here? And I decided that I would investigate that mystery, that this would be my next project. I'd already been accumulating information on it for years and years and years. But as I really got into the subject, I found, unexpectedly found, that I had to deal with the supernatural, that our ancestors were dealing with the supernatural, that the supernatural may have been the key that made them human in the first place. This was the mystery that I found myself up against. And I realized that my inquiry was ultimately going to concern much more the nature of reality than just the issue of human origins.